following is a 1250 WTMA special presentation.
Hi, this is John Quincy with another hour of the History of TMA. WTMA has been serving the Charleston area for over seven decades. It's the city's second radio station, but the only AM station that still has its original call letters. On Monday, June 15th, 2009, our official 70th birthday, we took a break from our regular local talk programming to spend some time with some WTMA on-air alumni. Live 5 news anchor and former WTMA newsman and talk show host, Bill Sharp, was our host for a special way back edition of The Morning Buzz.
Hey, John, good to be with you. Hey, everybody, it's wonderful to be here at WTMA and help them celebrate their 70th birthday today. And I can't believe that. We've got some, yes, indeed. Let's give them a great round of applause. Folks, we have some terrific memories for you. We're applauding you, Gary London.
No, everybody behind these call letters.
You know, it really is. And we invite our listeners here to give us a call and share your memories of WTMA when you were growing up here in the Lowcountry, or perhaps you moved here. You've got some great memories. Here's that number to call. It is 556-1250. 556-1250. Share your memories with us as we celebrate the 70th birthday today of the mighty WTMA. When I was coming up, TMA was called Tiger Radio. Now, let me tell you who I've got in the studio with me right now, and we're going to be reminiscing with these guys. These guys I grew up listening to, believe it or not, here in the Lowcountry. We've got Terry Allen, whose real name is Terry Left. Terry, it's good to have you with us.
Oh, great to be here. You gave it away.
Terry, you were one of my heroes growing up. I used to watch you spin records. And I just thought, if I could ever be like Terry Allen, I would be in heaven.
Well, thank goodness you turned out to be something.
Oh,
television.
Terry Allen, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
Bob Nash is here with us, the big boob. And Booby, when I was here in college in 69 or 70, I thought you were something. And you know what? I still do.
Oh, my, is my microphone on?
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Welcome to the TMA nursing home.
Geriatric.
This is more like an old folks home here. And you, Terry Allen, being your hero, you needed to get a life.
You need to get a hearing aid and glasses.
I hate to tell you this, but you were one of my heroes, too. I couldn't believe I grew up listening to you, Boo.
I did, too.
And you did, too. Gary London
was
here with
us. You all stop.
Sir, I grew up listening to you. And then one day in the summertime of 69 or 70, when I was in college, I had a chance to work with you, and I thought, it's the big boob. And I could actually say boob and not be penalized for saying that.
That's
not be called a trash mouth.
And I really didn't mean to charge you the 25 cents for my autograph. But, I had to do it. Yeah.
Times were tough.
John Trenton wasn't giving raises in those days.
I remember John Trenton. John would always tell me, I had the morning shift in news, Gary, and John would always say, wake it up, Bill. Come on, Bill. Wake it up, Bill. That's what he'd say, John.
You got to introduce Gary London.
Is here with us. Gary is originally from Walterboro. Gary, it's good to have you with us. You were here when, in the 70s?
In 70s. 70 generation.
Well, tell us about some of your memories.
Oh, God. Where do you start?
Well, where do you start?
I mean, it was a great radio station. We were number one bar. I mean, you could take all the other radio stations, combine them together, and we still beat them. Hands down.
We beat everybody, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Terribly bad. They should have just shut off and gone home.
And I think, in essence, they wanted to do that, Gary. Listen, we're going to take a quick break right here and come back and share more of our memories with you folks on the 70th anniversary of WTMA. We want to take your calls, too. That number to call, 556-1250. Call us and share your memories with Gary London, Booby Nash, Terry Allen, and moi. I'm Bill Sharp from Live 5.
Music, WTMA. The Big 1250, host of the Carolina Coast, presents John Trenton and Music. WTMA. Charleston.
8:07, good morning. Welcome in. Our money match game coming up in moments. Stand by to win that big cash on the Big 1250.
WTMA.
WTMA. It's Steve Russell. It's 7:08 and a chance for you to win $10 and a lip load of laughs and smack your mouth. Yuletide coming up soon in Mistletoe.
The Bee Gees. Keys on the Big 1250 up and down the Eastern Seaboard from number one radio park here in Charleston, South Carolina. It's called Run to Me. WTMA's Good Morning Fun Time at 6:54. WTMA.
Oh, it's a big birthday celebration today, folks, here at the mighty TMA, WTMA 1250. I'm Bill Sharp, Live 5 News, and it's an honor to me to sit in here and talk with people I grew up with, legends at WTMA. I've got Gary London with me, Booby Nash, Terry Allen, and on the phone, the Right Reverend, John Burwell. Reverend Burwell, it's always a pleasure. Let's give him a big round of applause. Yeah.
Hello, John.
John, how are you? Booby says hi.
Let's give John a hand right across the mouth.
Now, Boob, come on.
Booby, good to hear from you. Gary, hello. Terry Allen, hello. Hey. And Bill Sharp, how is the top news anchor in the Southeast doing today?
Well, you know, how much do I have to pay you to continue to say
You've been number one in news for how long now, Bill? Seriously.
Well, I've been very fortunate. I've been there for 30-plus years, John, and they keep putting up with me. I don't understand why.
It's just absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
Contract. Oh, come on. They fired him years ago. He just keeps showing up.
I do. Booby, you're not supposed to say things like that. The truth hurts. John, tell us when you were here and share some of your memories with us. And by the way, tell us how you became an Episcopal minister, priest.
Whoa, that's going to take forever. I don't want to go into all of that. But I was there from basically January 1974 until really about 1980 when I went off to seminary. But I was there. Keith Nichols, whom I heard a little bit of an advertisement or a little bit of a show before y'all started, Keith Nichols got me in the door, if you wish. I was doing the morning show at WNOK in Columbia.
Right.
And Keith said, hey, we got an opening down here. Would you like to come? And I said, I'll be there. He said, well, it's the all-night show. And I said, I don't care. I get my foot in the door. So I went from doing the morning drive in Columbia to doing all-nights at WTMA just because I wanted to be at the greatest radio station that ever existed. And I got here. And Booby was here. When I got here, Booby taught me timing, taught me how to tell a joke.
Sorry to hear about that, John.
And I roomed on the Isle of Palms with Gary London, and you know, Gary and I got into quite a lot of trouble together and had a lot of fun.
John, I wouldn't imagine that an Episcopal priest gotten into trouble. This was before you were, of course, a minister.
This was long before I was a minister. In fact, if you had told me when I was 21 years old that I was going to be an Episcopal priest, I would have not only told you no, I'd have told you something else. But it was after I got married, Bill. It was after I got married. I got married to a wonderful woman whom I've been married to for 34 years
now. Well, congratulations. Let's give it up for that, man.
She made me go to church, and she said, look, I don't care where we go, but we're going to go to church. And she said, you pick it. And I had been Episcopalian, so I said, well, if I've got to be miserable, at least I can be familiar in my misery, so I'll go to the Episcopal church. And I went to a wonderful church here in town, and the next thing I know, I'm loving it, and the next thing I know, I'm getting more active, and next thing I know, you know, I heard a call. The thing I can tell you is I heard God saying that's what he wanted me to do with the rest of my life.
And what church are you affiliated with now?
Church of the Holy Cross is my church. There's two locations, Sullivan's Island and Daniel Island, and we're getting ready to open up a third location in the Ion community in Mount Pleasant.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, John, it's just great to have you with us. Can you hang with us for a few minutes?
Yeah, I can hang with you all the time. Yeah.
Oh, the Reverend John Burwell, and he was your roommate, Gary London.
Yes, he was. Can I share something?
Absolutely.
Very, very personal. So proud of John. I've known him all my life, it seems like. But Easter Sunday, I attended his church, and I almost wept.
Why is that?
Because you think he was a good DJ? Go see him preach.
He's a great preacher.
Go
you
see
hear that,
him
John?
Preach.
What do you think about that, John?
My gosh. Let's talk radio. Let's talk radio.
Well, let me ask you, Gary, did he tell any good jokes?
Yeah, a couple of them on me.
Is that right?
Yeah, the congregation.
You are a joke.
I am the joke.
When we reminisce, Booby, you and Terry and I, and perhaps you too, Gary, remember a guy that I thought was the best, professionally, just the best, and his name was John Trenton.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Booby, give me your memories of John Trenton.
Well, John, I met John in Winston-Salem at WAIR. He was doing the all-night show. I was doing the early evening show, and when I was called to Charleston, we had another opening a few months later. There was always openings at TMA. I never understood that.
You created a lot of those, Boo.
Yes, I did. Anyway, we called him down, and he came down as, I forget, I think he was doing midday. And he ended up being the general manager. And
he did the morning show when I was here in college for years.
Almost Honest John.
Yeah. Almost Honest John. Yeah. What about you, Terry? Your memories of John, or your memories of the early days here?
Early days.
You went to, by the way, this is a guy who went to Baptist College.
Baptist College.
Now Charleston Southern. And my mother taught you sociology.
Sociology, right.
Dr. Sharp.
Those were the good days. When it comes to John Trenton, he hired me. I thought I was in heaven when I worked at WTMA. John was...
Well, you were.
I thought I was, as far as radio goes. He was an incredible morning man, incredible program director, an incredible mentor. I learned a great deal from him. And was really sorry when I left back in 72. But up until that time, I was... He was incredible.
He was incredible. Folks, in case you're joining us, my name is Bill Sharp from Live 5 News, and I'm here with Boobie Nash and Terry Allen and Gary London, and on the phone, Reverend John Burwell. We are reminiscing on this special 70th birthday of WTMA. Gary, do you have anything that you can share with us, an embarrassing moment that happened to you? Because I think we all have, all of us in broadcasting,
yes, I do.
Have embarrassing moments, except, of course, for Q, John Quincy. Yeah. Tell us what happened to you, Gary.
This involves Mr. Nash and myself.
Oh, Boobie!
I can't understand why. Don't laugh too hard, John,
because we're going to be coming to you next.
Okay. Now, this is before he became a born-again Christian. We'd go out drinking. And there was a little pub.
You mean adult beverages?
Yes, okay. very adult beverages. Yes. And Boobie had this knack of wanting to start a fight with people.
Boobie.
And then leave.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Here I am. But the worst time is when we were on top of that Coburg cow.
Oh, God.
And the cops came up and wanted to arrest us.
Imagine that, just for riding the cow.
Riding the cow.
Were you under the influence of intoxicating beverages at that point?
Oh, man.
Boobie, do you remember that?
Oh, no.
Of course not.
I have pictures.
You know, speaking of John Trenton, I would like to say this about him. I had left TMA twice, once to go to Niagara Falls, New York.
Right.
Just to be back home. And Rayetta loved it up there. And
That's your wife?
Yes, that's my wife. We lasted 5 weeks. She loved it up there, but after 3 weeks, I said, honey, we got to go back home, you know, and I was from Buffalo. So we came back, and he hired me right back again.
Imagine that.
He made an opening.
Imagine that.
I can't. So then I left and went down to Jacksonville, Florida, and I lasted there 2 weeks.
So, and then you came back?
And he hired me back.
Well.
And every time I ended up at that little... You know, I was at more bars than you know about. One night I found myself, they said I was drunk, and they put me in the tank.
Oh, my.
And John came and bailed me out.
Well, that's the kind,
hired me back.
That's the kind of guy he was. Terry Allen, we're going to be coming to you in just a minute for an embarrassing moment. But right now, John Quincy, we invite all of our listeners to give us a call and reminisce with us. The number is 556-1250.
It's our 70th anniversary here at WTMA. 70 years ago, we came on the air with our first broadcast from the Dock Street Theater. In honor of the occasion, we're doing kind of a way back edition of the Morning Buzz with Bill Sharp and Gary London and Terry Allen, John Burwell, and Boobie Nash. And let's go back to the studio full of WTMA good guys. And we've got a call for Boobie right now. David from Somerville, go ahead. You're talking to the great ones.
I paid that bill, so hang up, David.
David, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, listen, Boobie helped me get a driver's license when I was a young man of 16. My dad was a police officer, and I was scared to death to have to go in and get my license and I have to drive in front of him. So I had put it off for the extra year as long as I could, but there was something that compelled me to go get it, and that was what was called the coveted Boobie Cup. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I got
that. Well, anyway... You know, being a young man of 15 and 16 years old, you have all kind of visions of what a Boobie Cup could possibly be without ever having seen one. and I stayed up. Back then, he had a rotary phone.
Right.
I must have tiled my finger raw trying to win that city cup for months at a time. But finally, one day, won it. Didn't have my license yet, and was told I only had like 7 or 10 days to get the cup or it would go to someone else.
Right.
So I went in. I studied as hard as I could. I got my driver's license permit. And then I bribed my next-door neighbor. He did a favor for him to give me a ride down there so I could get the cup. And when I got it, I really was really happy I got it. And I had bragged to all my friends at school, high school in Somerville that I had gotten it. They were really amazed. But then it was a coffee cup. I was kind of let down, but I kept it through all the years.
So it's all because of Uncle Boob. Boob, do you remember any of that? Of course not.
David, do you still have the cup?
I think David has.
Okay.
David is gone.
David, if you still have the cup, we want it back.
No, we don't, David. He's just joking with you. Terry Allen, we were talking about embarrassing moments here.
Yes.
We've got in the studio with us Booby Nash and Terry Allen, Gary London. On the phone, Reverend John Burwell. Tell me about an embarrassing moment that happened to you.
Oh, golly, an embarrassing moment. Well, let's see. I was at WTMA working weekends, and I was hired, actually, by Charlie Hall to run audio at WCSC.
Right.
Primarily because of my background with TMA. And Carol Godwin was doing the midday show, and he decided that he wanted to do battle with this new wild guy that was working nights at WTMA named Booby Nash.
Oh.
And they had this this on-air feud going on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And finally, one day, we get Boob ready to go down to meet Carol Godwin. And Boob goes in roaring, guns blazing. Carol Godwin is sitting there, the true gentleman that he is, was, I'm sorry, I miss him, and it was, I guess, probably one of the highest-rated morning show or midday shows. And then I remember shortly thereafter, I almost got fired, the manager, Jim Wilburn, issued a directive, and that directive was, we will not get radio station members from other stations. We will stick only with WCSC.
Okay.
I don't know if that's an embarrassing moment, but it's a moment I haven't shared before.
John Burwell is on the phone with us.
Yeah.
He's an Episcopal priest right now. John, tell us embarrassing moments or a moment that happened to you.
Oh, I've got so many. I can tell a great one about Boob in a little bit, if you'd like me to, that happened while we were having a staff meeting one time. One of the, I think the most embarrassing thing that happened to me was the second day that I was there. And I was new, didn't know anybody, and this older gentleman came up to me and said, son, I'd like you to take my car and go get gas put in it. This was back in the 1974 when we were having those gas lines.
Oh, I remember those, John.
And so he said, I'd like you to take my car and get gas put in it. And to begin with, I didn't want to do that. and so I told him, sir, you're going to have to check with John Trenton. I don't believe I can leave the station premises without his permission. And so this kind of guy goes, kind of, and goes running off. And about a minute later, he comes back and he says, Mr. Trenton said it would be fine. As I was going out, I said, who is that guy? I said that to one of the other jocks, and he said, that's Chuck Smith. He owns this place.
Oh, stay with us, folks. We're going to be reminiscing through 10 o'clock this morning about WTMA on the birthday. This is the 70th birthday of the mighty TMA. I used to, when I was growing up, I used to hear it called Tiger Radio. I'm Bill Sharp from Live 5 News, and I'm here with Gary London, the Big Boob, Booby Nash. You've been listening to the Reverend John Burwell and Terry Allen.
The Weekend Warrior.
What's
the
that?
The Weekend Warrior.
And he was my hero growing up. Stay with us. Much more right here on WTMA.
There's more of our 70th birthday edition of The Morning Buzz coming up on the history of TMA.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.
All the time.
1250. WTMA.
Now, let's return to Bill Sharp at a studio full of WTMA voices from the past on the history of TMA.
Folks, we are glad to reminisce today. My name is Bill Sharp from Live 5. On the 70th birthday of WTMA, it is today, and coming into the studio right now, two guys from Live 5 News, Chip is here, and Mr. Bill Burr. Bill, good to see you. And they're going to be doing a little taping for Live 5 News a little bit later today. What's that, Gary?
I have got a story about Bill Burr.
About Billy Burr? Tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. When you first came to Channel 5, you were over at Doc Dantzler's office in St. George, South Carolina, doing a story about, what's the little ailments that are going around.
Right.
And I says, Bill, I says, you're pretty doggone good. One day you're going to be an anchor. Hang in there, buddy. And you know what?
He's an anchor.
He's an anchor.
Well, you predicted that perfectly well.
Oh, I got great visions.
John Burwell, when you look back on your time at WTMA, John Burwell is, by the way, an Episcopal priest. Now, I should say the Right Reverend Burwell.
And I might mention that during that long break that we had,
he
heard all our confessions. And I feel
he's
relieved.
He's Episcopal, not Catholic.
That's right. But
come on now.
What's that, John?
I'm not the only reverend around here. There's one called Bob Nash, who's also ordained.
Yes, and I don't know what for.
None of us does, Boob. That's the big thing. But, John, when you reminisce and you look back at the good old days when you were here at TMA, tell me some happy memories. What was it like back then?
Gary mentioned it earlier, or maybe it was Keith mentioned it on the interview before. But the unity that was there, I'm talking about everybody just had one purpose in mind, that was to be number one and to continue to be number one. And everybody we were one big family. We ate together. We partied together. It was just a fun place to be. And,
just a big dysfunctional family. Is that right, John?
It wasn't really that dysfunctional. It was just wonderful.
Any family that has Boobie Nash in it is dysfunctional.
Family does describe it. I remember when someone would get fired, we'd all get together as a family and have a party.
Yeah, we would.
Another excuse. Well, that's a nice thing to say and a nice thing to do. John, what were we saying?
Yeah, Brother Dave got fired 2 weeks before Christmas, and actually we all did go over to his house, and you know, it was kind of had a wake or something, but that was just typical. I was there for going on 8 years, and started the all night show and ended up off the air doing production and things like that. And
right.
The one thing I can say, Bill, is the top people I think in the nation were disc jockeys there or salespeople it was just one class professional organization.
You're absolutely right, John. Back in the 60s and 70s, WTMA was known throughout the Southeast.
Throughout the nation.
Yeah. Throughout the country, you
seriously,
think, Gary, as one of the premier local rock and roll stations in the country.
Yeah, amazing.
Do any of you have good memories or memories of my dear friend Keith Nichols, who has gone to glory and worked with me and was a wonderful guy? He had a voice that was just outstanding. Let me hear it, John.
WTMA.
Oh, man. His voice was on the floor. You knew him, did you not, Gary?
Oh, very well, very well. He and I split middays for, I think, almost a year. I did 9 to noon, and he did noon to 3.
Oh, it was a wonderful guy. Boobie, did you have any memories you'd like to share about Keith Nichols?
Whenever I think of Keith Nichols, I picture him sitting at my house. He would pick out the only lounge chair that we had, and he would push himself back, sit there, have a beer, and talk philosophy to me.
Very smart man.
Oh,
Keith
he
Nichols,
was intelligent.
He could do it all.
But he knew how to say things that I would understand. We were very close.
Terry, did you know Keith Nichols, work with him at all?
I think Keith was probably doing news when I was on my second stint at TMA in the 70s.
Right.
And he was probably one of the most professional.
Had a voice that just
absolutely
would stop you right in mid-sentence. All right, let's go to the phones. Who do we have, John?
It's Clint in North Charleston with some WTMA memories.
Hey, Clint, share some memories with us.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I came here in 1974 in the Air Force as a pilot, and my wife and I listened all the time to WTMA, day and night. Of course, I did a lot of flying, so I was gone a lot. And the one thing that almost all of us did on the airplane, we took off from Charleston, and as we got up to altitude, kind of settled down, then we tuned in our radio to WTMA, and we listened to it until it we couldn't get it anymore. Probably 500-600 miles out, we could still get it at 40,000 feet.
My goodness. And whom did you listen to back then? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh, I remember all of the guys, Booby and Bill and Keith and all the fellas there. You know, just it brings back so many memories. My wife is from here, so I went on and served 30 years in the Air Force, and Charleston's been my home ever since 1974, and I'm still listening to WTMA.
You know, I am too, and good to hear from you, my friend. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh, you bet. I'm enjoying the show, too.
Well, we appreciate that. I got to tell you, too, I think Richard Todd has picked up the baton and is doing so well with the Morning Buzz. And then there's that crazy man in the afternoon, that disgusting, obnoxious, loudmouth talk show host, Rocky D, and of course, Booby, those are just his good qualities.
Yes, I know, yeah. And I do listen to him because he reminds me of what I would say.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Only he's good looking, you know. But you can't help that.
You've never seen him, have you?
I have. Well, I try not to. No, I'm being facetious.
I would like.
He
to...
looks like a rock and roll DJ.
Boy,
from
he
the
does,
70s,
doesn't he? With the long hair and the rat tail and everything. Rocky, we're talking about you, buddy. What we love you.
Something I did not know that during the years we were at TMA, there was a Russian ship out there. Did you read that in the paper about a year ago?
No.
Russian ship out there, and this guy who was in Russia was being interviewed by some newspaper guy.
Right.
And he mentioned TMA, and he mentioned me, and he said they used to listen to TMA to learn English. So you know what that means. There's a bunch of Russians talking funny over in Russia. No, he did. He said he learned English from listening to us.
50 WTME.
Yes, that's the way he was talking.
That's good.
Talking
Gary.
About temperature at street level. Yeah.
How did you get that? Thank you, John, for putting that in there. How did you get the name, the great, the big boob? How did that happen?
It just happened in Albany, New York. They just started.
All kinds of things happen in Albany, New York.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
I could tell you. As soon as we get these microphones off.
Boob. This is a family show. It is indeed.
There's more of the history of TMA next.
WTMA. The history of TMA. TMA. TMA.
This hour on the history of TMA, we're flashing back to our recent past, June 15th, 2009. 70 years to the day of WTMA's first broadcast. Live 5's Bill Sharp sat in for Richard Todd, along with some on-air folks from WTMA's seven-decade legacy.
Terry, you were known when I was here in the late 60s and early 70s as the Weekend Warrior, and I can remember sitting in while you were spinning records. And back then, we actually spun records. We had 45s we'd spin.
Right.
They don't do that anymore, folks, because of automation and all the advances in technology. I would sit in thinking, wow. And this guy would come on, and you were perfect. And I thought, if I could only be like Terry Allen, I'd be in heaven. Never made it, Booby. Never.
No, you're not going to make heaven.
No,
well,
you're, no.
I've known that for a long time.
There is a halfway house.
Is that so?
And you might make that.
It's called purgatory.
Yeah.
Tell me about those years as the Weekend Warrior at the mighty WTMA Tiger Radio.
Tiger Radio, absolutely. I want to talk about when we were on Church Street, 131 Church. That's a very old historic building, dates back to 1809. And right next to the Dock Street Theater. And leaving that building, that historic building, very late at night on my way home after doing an air shift was probably kind of a scary experience. Walking by St. Philip's Church, John C. Calhoun's tomb there. It was very, very, very frightening, yes. But working in that building, also next to the Dock Street Theater, where we had to keep the sound low because they had theater going on, and we had actually a governor on our sound system. We could not crank it up. So I remember those days. I remember the building, and I just remember all the working with Booby and...
And speaking of working with Booby,
yes.
Let me tell you about working with Booby. It was like working with a guy I grew up with. I came in, I was an 18-year-old kid working here in the summers in the news department while I was off at college in Atlanta. And I had grown up listening to... Am I keeping you awake?
Oh, no.
I'd grown up listening to the Big Boob, and then all of a sudden, there I was working with Bob Booby Nash, and I could say Booby, and nobody would slap me, you know?
That's right. And you know today is a special day, not only... TMA's birthday, But this is a special day. It's, Bill, it's man's day.
It's man's day?
It's man's day.
Yeah.
I heard it on the news when I was coming in. I said, oh, us men must all get together and celebrate.
Booby Nash, Gary London, Terry Allen. I'm Bill Sharp
Happy
from Live 5.
Day.
Happy man's day to you. We're going to talk to Ken and get his memories, and we're going to talk to Ken, and we're going to talk to Billy from James Island and share some memories with us as we honor WTMA on the 70th birthday
and man's
of their
day.
Being.
Man's
Stay with us. I'm Bill Sharp, Live 5. This is WTMA.
Some things are special, like sailing ships and harbor lights.
Some things are special,
cobblestone streets and historic sites.
It's Charleston.
Someplace special.
Our Charleston.
Someplace special.
The Lowcountry.
And WTMA.
We're just right for each other.
We're just right for each other.
There's more with Bill Sharp and the gang on this History of TMA retro broadcast next.
The History of TMA.
WTMA, Charleston. Dynamite.
You're listening to the History of TMA with John Quincy.
Now, let's return to Bill Sharp at a studio full of WTMA voices from the past.
It's quite an honor to be invited to celebrate the 70th birthday today of the mighty WTMA. And I know many of you grew up listening to the WTMA station as I did as a kid in the 60s.
Everybody did.
And in case you don't recognize those dulcet tones, that's Gary London. Booby Nash is here. I want to thank Terry Allen for dropping by. Reverend John Burwell is on the phone. And we're joined now by Bill Quinn. Bill, it's good to have you with us. Tell me some of your memories. You were here in the 80s.
That's right. Well, we were on Orange Grove Road, in fact. By the way, I want to mention one thing. Booby Nash is the one I grew up on radio. That's how I decided to get involved in this business. Early in the morning.
Anybody out cold here somewhere?
I was expecting some gray, some brown hair. You're going to have a gray beard, but it's really good to be
back.
You
know, it's good to have you. Bill came into the studio a minute ago, folks, and he said, what happened to Booby? He used to have brown hair. And I said, well...
And lots more of it.
The same thing. Well, it had more of it, too. The same thing that happens to all of us as we get older. My hair used to be brown, too.
That's true. I remember.
Now, when you were working here in the 80s, what was it like, Bill Quinn?
I must tell you, it was a fabulous station. In fact, I heard you guys mention earlier about people going on to the majors. In fact, that's what happened to me when I left Philadelphia. I left Charleston. I got a phone call saying, you belong in Philadelphia. I said, of course I do. Of course I do. We were on Orange Grove Road, and we go outside by the tower and get some sunshine and come back in and have a good time on WTMA. It was the station in Charleston.
You went from here
to Philadelphia.
Orange Grove Road, west of the Ashley, all the way to the city of brotherly love.
And became one of the hottest disc jockeys up there, too.
Wow.
Thanks to TMA, the training I got here. It was really great being here.
Well,
and I really wanted to say one more time, I did grow up on Booby Nash, which is one of my biggest, I was his biggest fan, I would suspect, but I didn't expect white hair.
We all grew up with the big boob, right. In a manner of speaking.
Bury me somewhere, will you?
Yeah, at the end of Orange Grove Road.
Right. Gary, that's Gary London with us, too. We're going to take some calls. My goodness, look at those lines lighting up. Now, let's see who's been here the longest. I believe that's Ken. Ken, how are you? Bill Sharp from Live 5 at WTMA. What memories do you have that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, about 1975, I was in the Navy and assigned out of Mayport. And I was on aircraft carrier. We'd had a particularly long med cruise, about 10 months, real grueling. And I don't know exactly where we were, but I don't know how much of a signal you all pop out to the ocean. But there was one night we were getting close to getting back into Mayport, and all of a sudden I heard a big boom on WTMA, and I thought, home.
You felt right at home again.
Right. Nobody was bigger than Booby Nash. He was the god of the radio, and it was real comforting to hear him after a long, I guess, a 10-month med cruise that was only supposed to be 6 months.
Bless you, my son.
And all of a sudden, here's the big boob.
The big boob. You know, I'm glad listening to the boob was comforting for you, because let me tell you, when I listened to him, it was anything but comforting. It was entertaining and fun. And he'd have me laughing so hard. In fact, Boob, I got to tell you a quick story here.
Okay.
I was listening to you a while back with Richard Todd about a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. This wonderful radio.
Great show. It
was a great show, wasn't it? And I was laughing so hard, I cut myself shaving. And it took me 3 days before my leg stopped bleeding. It was that bad. It really was. And
it's man's day today.
Gary London, it is man's day today. Just thought I had to remind you of that.
But I got to tell you, Bill, That's the way you and I were when we were working together at TMA. When we would meet in the hallway and that, there was joke after joke after joke. You missed your calling by going into news.
And you missed your calling, too.
You could have been a sit-down comedian.
I certainly hope so. or a stand-up comedian, either one. And you told me my first, I got to tell you, Booby told me my first off-color joke, which will not be repeated here on the air. And I thought that was the funniest thing back then, Boob. God knows why, but I did. Here I was, you know, a sheltered 18-year-old kid.
Bill.
Still am
you
a sheltered
five, you know.
58-year-old kid. That's right. And Booby calls in and tells me this disgusting joke that was so funny. I'm still laughing about it today, Boob.
Well,
you know that?
Yeah, well, we used the same air. Line. Yeah, it's a great line. We ought to do it someday.
No, well, we ought to do it someday. Our last day.
Yes.
Because it will be our last day on air. That's right. Let me go back to the phones here. Bill, you hanging with us, man?
I'm with you.
Bill
right
Quinn
here.
Is with us. We've got Gary London. Reverend Burwell, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Well, that's good. Did Booby ever tell you any dirty jokes?
Golly.
Hey.
Golly. That's as close to cussing as an Episcopal priest will ever get.
Stop.
Golly.
You think that people who listen to me on the radio, I never told an off-color joke.
No, you didn't.
They were right on target.
That's right.
Lightning is going to strike.
Rodney, you've been holding on for a good length of time. Thanks so much. Share us some memories that you have of WTMA, Rodney.
Yes, Bill. I want to say hello to everybody out there.
Everybody say hi to Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
Thank you very much. You're the late DJ Ron Phelps.
You remember Ron Phelps?
Oh, sure. Ron and I were close.
He came to Lambs Elementary School when we were there back in the 60s, probably 1967, and brought his 45 record player and a stack of 45s and sat out there by the oak tree and played records for us for a couple hours, and I'll never forget that. And I saw him again at the Charlestown Landing opening on that 98-degree day, July 4th, 1970, when it was a struggle to get through the day, but we made it. It was so hot. And I saw him there with his family, wife, and kids. And I just wanted to bring his name up because he was a good DJ, and you don't hear too much about him. But, Ron, God bless you.
Well, he was terrific. Booby, thanks so much for calling, by the way, Rodney, and sharing that with us. So you want to talk about Ron Phelps, Booby?
Yeah,
you remember him?
Oh, sure. Ron and I were close, his wife, Judy. Once again, we were like family, and I was shocked when I heard that he had walked into a hospital and passed away. He actually showed up at a hospital. He had some pains in his chest, and he didn't make it. I was completely shocked. Not only was he a good disc jockey, but what an honest guy.
He was a nice guy. Billy's been holding on for a while from James Island. Billy, how are you? Share some WTMA memories with us, if you would.
Yes, sir. Y'all's news department saved me. We were going to have to listen to Elevator on the trip, and TMA was on there, and it was like, goodness gracious, how did this happen? It was like the traffic reporting was a thing that kept the over 50 set turn to you.
Now, when was this, Billy?
This is probably late 60s. And then the other thing, talking about the ships and planes and stuff, used to go fishing, and a fella had lower AMC, every electronic device known to man, never turned them on. He'd pick up his 1967 radio, spin around until he lost y'all's signal, throw his hand over his shoulder and say, go that way.
I'll be darned.
So if I had a nickel for every airplane and every ship and navigated off of you guys...
You'd be a rich man today, Billy.
Well, actually, we were called Tiger Beacon back then, you know, Tiger Radio, and we were Tiger Beacon to get the airplanes into the airport.
I didn't know that, John. That's John Burwell, Billy, you're talking to, Reverend John Burwell.
Tiger Beacon.
Tiger Beacon. Go ahead, Billy.
The old joke was if you ever went onto a Soviet trawler out there, they probably tuned in to y'all, too.
Well, they tuned in, we think, to listen to learn English from, God help them all, the great Boo, the big Boo. Billy, thanks so much. Let's go to Lee on Folly Beach. Lee, how are you? You want to share some memories with us at WTMA?
Yes. I remember y'all were the first station, I forget exactly what time, but all during the week, we had good old rock and roll. And then Sunday, we had this elevator music.
Because
they didn't want us
Jolly Holiday.
Having fun on Sundays. So you'd ride to the beach, you could get your beer, but they were playing nothing but elevator music on the air, and TMA said, a mighty TMA, and y'all came on with, let's roll, rock and roll.
Do you remember the place out there by Folly Beach called Geezer's?
Yeah, what? Yeah, that was Stonely's.
Yeah, that was our Sunday stop. It was the only place you could buy beer, and a six-pack was $2, and you'd go to Geezer's.
Yeah.
And, see, because I think six packs were only a dollar, a little over a dollar at that time.
25 cents a can.
Yeah, but Geezer's, because he was selling it on Sunday.
Wasn't that illegal back then, Boo?
Oh, sure.
Made it even better, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it tastes real good.
You know, I was thinking. Excuse me.
And the half-price would come out the trunk of his car.
What were you going to say, Bill?
I was thinking, you know, we talked about Tiger Radio. We picked up the Mighty TMA back. It must have been used before the 80s, but we started doing the, not necessarily rock and roll, I forgot what John Quincy would call it, but Ambrosia, music like that, you know, and became the Mighty TMA, and I ended up being called the Mighty Quinn in Philadelphia, just for the connection there. But I like the idea of Tiger Radio again, but I enjoyed today, though, with the talk.
You're listening, folks, to Bill Quinn, who was at WTMA. In the 80s and was such a success here, in spite of Booby Nash, that he went all the way to Philadelphia and became, as you just heard him say, the Mighty Quinn in Philadelphia.
Hey, we used one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Ask Bill, does he remember Thornley's had that one stool that kept going up and down? In the bath, you come back, you're shorter, or you might be taller.
Oh, you mean the stool in the studio?
He had automatic
too. Is that right? Is that right, Bill?
I'm going to let him tell the story.
Can I get a question in?
Yes, sure. Sir.
Yeah, this is Terry Allen, the former Weekend Warrior, who has been moved out of from one studio to another. I think I'm in Cleveland now.
No, you're not in Cleveland. You got to quit taking that cough medicine I told you about, Terry.
I don't know where I am. They blindfolded me and let me out. I remember a restaurant at Folly Beach.
Yeah,
I believe it was called the Sanitary Restaurant.
I remember Terry. Sure it was.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't hallucinating.
The dirtiest food in town. No, I'm just being facetious. It was a wonderful restaurant.
I got a story about Gary London.
Well, you hold it, because we got to take a break. Folk, we're reminiscing here at WTMA on the 70th birthday today.
And Mrs. Murphy, who had the sanitary?
Yes, sir.
Every day she'd be there, she'd be cooking that. With the same wig, sometimes it'd be turned around.
Oh, my goodness.
And Mrs. Murphy. And that was just a nice time, okay?
Well, good to have you reminisce with us, my friend. I appreciate that. I'm here with Bill Quinn. We've got Terry Allen on the phone somewhere. In the
he's
WTMA
in the
building.
Here.
You're here.
I'm just out of sight now.
You're just out of sight. Booby Nash is here. Bill Quinn.
Out of sight.
Betty from West Ashley. Tell us about your memories of WTMA.
I'm 85 years old. And when WTMA started their radio station, they had a softball team for teenage girls,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I played for them.
Oh, my. What years were those,
1939.
Betty? 1939.
Great. And I played for them. We never won anything, but we played. And the gentleman that coached, his name was Spates.
Name was what?
Spates, S-P-E-I-G-H-T-S.
Spates, I'll be darned.
Yeah, so see, all y'all are just babies.
We are.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
It's all feel better here.
Y'all are just babies, because I remember that so well. We played down on Moultrie Playground, and under the lights.
Right.
And I was just a teenager. I was born in 1923, so, you know, I was just a teenager.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, but Spates was so good to us. He bought all of us a uniform. And every time we played softball, we'd get up there and play our hearts out, but we never did win a game.
Oh, my goodness.
But I just wanted to tell y'all that y'all don't know nothing.
You're absolutely right about that. Betty, great to hear from you.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you, too.
I was waiting for her to say I used to listen to Booby Nash when I was growing up.
What about
Betty,
you, Gary?
Betty is the reason TMA is TMA.
We'll have more of our 70th birthday broadcast coming up on the History of TMA. I'm John Quincy, and I'd like to invite you to visit our WTMA history website. The address is WTMAmemories.com. We've got lots of photos there, plus stories and downloadable recordings from past WTMA broadcasts and personalities. Once again, that's WTMAmemories.com. and keep it here on the station that continues to make history, as well as report on and talk about it. 1250 WTMA.